Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The center fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Will Cordero. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ruben Sierra. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chad Kreuter. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Caruso. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jason Bear. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting second. The right fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting sixth. The catcher, Scott Hatberg. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Mike Benjamin. Batting 8th. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Mark Lemke. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Brett Saberhagen. And now, play ball. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lemke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Saberhagen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg strikes out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Will Cordero batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sierra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary strikes out. One out. Scott Hatberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hatberg hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Benjamin hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a pop-up towards short. Benjamin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Mark Lemke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lemke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darren Bragg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bragg is 0 for 1 in the game. Bragg takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bragg moves to third. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jefferson takes first base on ball 4. Vaughn moves to second. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ordonez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lemke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Hatberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hatberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatberg hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Benjamin is 0 for 1 in the game. Benjamin hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a line drive towards short. Caruso reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Lemke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemke is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordero is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordero hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter is 0 for 1 in the game. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sierra moves to third. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Caruso is 0 for 1 in the game. Caruso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sierra scores. Kreuter moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bragg. Durham reaches second base with a double. Kreuter scores. Caruso moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Caruso scores. Durham moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. John Waston now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lemke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jefferson hits a fly ball into center field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordero is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordero strikes out. One out. Ruben Sierra batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sierra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sierra hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, White Sox. Chad Kreuter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kreuter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kreuter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Caruso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lemke scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Leary hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hatberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Benjamin is 0 for 2 in the game. Benjamin hits a pop-up towards first. Cordero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Garces now pitching. Lou Merlone now playing second base. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a line drive towards first. Vaughn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ordonez strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Merlone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Merlone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cordero scoops it up and throws to first, with bare covering, for the out. One out. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bragg is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bragg strikes out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lewis. Bell reaches second base with a double. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell moves to third. One out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 0 for 3 in the game. Cordero hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Merlone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sierra is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Merlone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez now playing right field. Mike Cameron now playing center field. Tony Castillo now pitching. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jefferson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cordero scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jefferson for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. O'Leary is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hatberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hatberg hits a pop-up towards short. Caruso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 0-for-3 in the game. Benjamin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Leary moves to third. Keith Folk now pitching. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Valentin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-5, White Sox. Lou Merlone is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Merlone is 0-for-1 in the game. Merlone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Mahaffey now pitching. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kreuter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kreuter is hit by the pitch. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Caruso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Caruso strikes out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hatberg for a passed ball. Kreuter moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kreuter moves to third. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Durham is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ordonez hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mitra Cummings pinch hits for Darren Lewis. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cummings strikes out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bragg is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bragg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vaughn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kreuter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jefferson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jefferson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bragg moves to second. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. The umpire calls a balk on Folk. Bragg moves to third. Jefferson moves to second. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. O'Leary strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.